This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
We as the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and I know many other South Africans and communities, are truly shocked about what has been taking place at the Telefon Hospital. It is abhorrent that in our country, in 2022, people are being turned away from hospitals and clinics by vigilante mobs based purely on the color of their skin and the language that they speak. It is very sad to see this politicization of healthcare that is taking place. It's extremely dangerous, not only putting the lives of migrants and foreign nationals who need medical assistance at risk, but it's also placing an increased pressure on our already overstretched healthcare workers and facilities.
What implications does this politicization of healthcare have?
As I said, we feel that it is extremely concerning, not only impacting on the lives of foreign nationals, but we've also been seeing here at Telefon and at some other hospitals, healthcare workers who are foreign nationals or non-South Africans being turned away from work, and South African citizens being blocked from coming in and accessing healthcare. And we've heard horrible stories of people who are in dire straits needing medical attention being turned away and forced to go to local makeshift clinics that cannot help them adequately. And as we're all aware, there has been an increasing rhetoric around foreign nationals and antagonism towards them. And this politicization of healthcare is a new facet of this. And this rise in hateful rhetoric is very dangerous for the entire country. Hate damages social cohesion, and it causes the move from words and hateful language into violent action. And sadly, that is what we're seeing today. And as we know, our constitution protects the right to healthcare. It is guaranteed no matter an individual's nationality or documentation status. So what is happening is illegal.
Let's talk about how this may tarnish the country's image, as well as perhaps prejudice some of us in other countries within Southern Africa or other African states in the continent. I mean, wouldn't there be a tit-for-tat type of situation?
Absolutely. It's entirely damaging to South Africa's reputation on the continental and international stage, because we are not accessing and granting human rights, basic human rights, for refugees, migrants, and asylum seekers. And we also know that a lot of the xenophobia that we have seen in the country that started really in 2008 with the horrific xenophobic riots that engulfed South Africa and sadly has continued since. This hatred is very much Afrophobic, so it is targeted at other Africans. And we have seen isolated incidences in the past where South Africans in these neighboring countries have faced discrimination because of how foreign nationals are being treated in our country. But the truth is that we are signatories to international treaties and declarations that force our government to ensure that human rights are protected. And as I said, our own constitution and our Bill of Rights grants human rights for every individual who lives in the country. So we are falling short of all of that, unfortunately.
A number of us differ with how, you know, the situation has been tackled. In your view, how should this have been handled?
What's also concerning to us and what we need to see more of going forward is for government ministers and political party leaders, as well as faith-based leaders and all community leaders, need to really take a stand against not only xenophobia, but all forms of hatred that are targeted at vulnerable and minority communities. It really is important for leaders to speak out about this so that the message comes down to the people and that we can change hearts and minds around forms of hatred and xenophobia. And unfortunately, with election season coming on the horizon, the politicization of this issue and using foreign nationals as political pawns is only going to increase, and we really need to take a stand against that. And it's up to, as I said, the leaders, but also every South African and person in this country to combat hatred where we find it and wherever we see it.
Obviously, we now have groups like Dudula there, who some say may have had exacerbated the situation, while others say the health minister was expected at the hospital this morning. Do you think what's happening there may have stopped had he showed up?
I'm not sure about that specific issue. I do think the government does need to take a stand quickly and act on these things as soon as possible so that they can be condemned and that they don't have a chance to grow and for copycat events to take place in other places. But I think really, overall, South African leaders and South Africa as a nation needs to examine our deeply entrenched prejudices and this growing hatred that we're seeing directed not only at foreign nationals, but also members of the LGBTIQ+ community and other groups. We need to tackle this bias, and we need to ensure that we are fostering a culture of human rights, because if we have that, then issues like this will not flare up.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.